Causachun Coca. Wanyuchun Yankees.
Held in a mixture of Quechua and Spanish, the 18th Biannual Congress of the Union Federation of Coca Growers of the Cochabamban Tropics met this week in the central Bolivian city of Cochabamba. The federation is made up of 27 local union chapters of organized coca farmers throughout the tropical region of the Cochabamba state. Coca grower Julio Salazar explains that coca isn't the only valued product produced in Cochabamba.
Our state is the second largest producer of petroleum, this in the productive area of the tropics. There's a lot of wealth, too, minerals, the forests, and even the land itself.
The Union Federation of Coca Growers of the Cochabamban Tropics traces its history back to the 1960s and serves as a political instrument in the face of the numerous eradication campaigns carried out by various Bolivian presidents with the full support of the United States. But in a country where the traditional use of the coca leaf in its natural state predates the arrival of Europeans, reports of massacres of coca farmers in tropical villages caused enough public outrage to nearly elect cocalero Evo Morales to the presidency in 2002. Evo Morales is a well-known representative in the Bolivian Congress, in addition to holding the highest position within the Union Federation of Coca Growers of the Cochabamban Tropics. Morales sees the U.S.-sponsored drug war as something other than a crusade against drug addiction.
Yo estoy convencido, compañeras y compañeros, que la droga, la lucha contra el narcotráfico.
I'm convinced, compañeros, that drugs and the fight against narco trafficking is a pretext for the United States to gain more power and control over Latin American countries, over the governments. They are pretexts to make us submit. They are pretexts to recolonize us. They are pretexts to take over our natural resources. This is why this is a completely geopolitical topic.
This sentiment is shared by the members of the Federation who equate the preservation of the coca leaf with a fight to maintain cultural identity and preserve centuries of tradition in the face of a foreign mandate. Silvia Lasarte is the president of the 18th Congress of the Union Federation of Coca Growers of the Cochabamban Tropics.
La coca en estado natural no es ningún dañino.
Coca, in its natural state, is not harmful in any way. It's born of a seed, it grows, and it produces a leaf. In addition, we in no way defend narco-trafficking, because in Bolivia, we don't have within any province or any state a factory or industry that produces the chemical substances. Why do these substances come into the Cochabamban tropics? In the roads of the Cochabamban tropics, we have different points controlled by DEA agents. If they are constantly guarding, then how are these substances coming into the Cochabamban tropics?
The biannual meeting, which wrapped up today, was attended by over 1,000 organized coca growers from throughout the state. They resolved to continue demanding a demilitarization of the region and an end to forced eradication policies. The coca growers are currently in negotiations with the federal government and have set a deadline of 2 weeks by which to reach an agreement. For FSRN, this is Sharon Young in Cochabamba.